Good morning, wonderful people. Great to be our friends wherever you are on this planet Earth. Once again, we are welcoming you to the AM, the Good Morning presentation of Radio Biafra live broadcast, coming to you from Amsterdam, here in the Netherlands, on this day, the 11th day of July, in the year of our Lord, 2014. We welcome you by saying good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you. Because unlike any other, Radio Biafra is listened to across multiple platforms, across every time zone on this very earth. We are listened to in every continent. We are in every country. We are in every city, in every town, in every village, in every hamlet, in every kindred. As long as you have internet-enabled device, as long as you have access to the satellite, you should be able to listen to Radio Biafra, including those of you in China. People in China are listening to Radio Biafra via satellite. Chukwa Biama is great. Things are happening that we never thought or dreamt possible. Things are happening that we should convince everybody, including every doubting Thomas, that indeed this very project, this very restoration effort, is ordained by God Himself. That is why on Radio Biafra, that is why across everywhere where you have indigenous people of Biafra congregating as Biafrans in that very area, we place Chukwa Biama high above every other thing, because He is God. That is why here we offer every praise, every honor, every adoration, every glory, all that we are, all that we have become, all that we are to become, to the Almighty God Himself, Chukwa Biama, for His mercy, His grace, and His goodness towards us, because we are His children directly descended from Him. That is why He will not abandon us. As long as we remain incorruptible, for He is our witness. As long as our hands are clean, our conscience very clear. As long as we remain whiter than white and whiter than snow. The same thing that happened here in Amsterdam 2 nights ago and yesterday will continue to happen wherever we go to. People will come out to listen to this very gospel. They will be touched by it. They will be converted. They will be called Biafrans, because indeed Chukwa Biama is their God. That is why God will never abandon us. Chukwa Biama can never abandon His children. Things happened in Amsterdam. I never knew that such enthusiasm existed here. I thank everybody that made that possible. I thank our local coordinator here in Amsterdam, Ndubiso Suala. I thank our European representative, Chika Edoziem. I also thank the head of the Directorate of State, whose idea it is to bring about this new format of having town hall meetings wherever we go to. We commend, we acknowledge, and we also thank Uchenna Siebu for what he's doing for his country, and our very indomitable coordinator of all coordinators, Uchenna Onyema, and also my special envoy to this very place, Chika Eke, that I asked to come here to the Netherlands to ensure that we have presence here. Chika Eke came down here, and the work he did was what became apparent last night and the night before it. Our men came, our women came, our younger ones came, the children came. They came to listen to this gospel. They came to listen to the message of hope. They came to listen to the message of life and not that of death. They came to listen to the message of freedom and not bondage. They came that the name of Chukwa Biama may be blessed in His own kingdom on this earth forever and ever, and that place is Biafra. They came, and we preached this gospel to the hearing of the entirety of humanity. That is why, as we welcome you by asking you to go and scan your satellite if you don't have that already, because Radio Biafra is there somewhere. As we welcome you by asking you to please go to www.radiobiafra.co. As we welcome you by directing you to BiafraRestoration.com, BiafraVoice.com, PeopleOfBiafra.org, IndigenousPeopleOfBiafra.org. That is who we are, the indigenous people of Biafra, all over the world. We ask you to go to BiafraTelevision.co. We ask you to go and download free bespoke Radio Biafra app. By so doing, you will also tell other people, those close to you, your friends, inform at least 10 people. Tell them you're listening to Radio Biafra. If you can place it or put it on your wall, on Facebook, that is fine. If you can text, if you can tweet it, if you can also message your friends either via BlackBerry or WhatsApp, that is also welcome. Continue to spread the message. It is not difficult. Just tell people to listen to Radio Biafra. Tell them to listen. If you're joining us for the very first time, we welcome you. We are coming to you live and direct. The time now is approximately 11 minutes past 8 a.m. here in Amsterdam in the Netherlands. We are in Holland. It is also the same time, 11 minutes past 7 p.m. in Biafra land, the beloved and scepter land of Biafra. It is also the same time, past 7 a.m. in the morning, also in London, where we are based. And where we still have an operational presence, we welcome you. I welcome you. My name is Nnamdi Kanu, the host and director of Radio Biafra. And by the very special grace of Chukwu Abiama, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra, it gives me an honor and privilege to serve my country. It is an honor and privilege. An honor and privilege. And I am being well taken care of as a result of that. Those of you here, I acknowledge your gifts to me, your presence to me. I acknowledge what you gave to me. Chukwu Abiama will continue to reward each and every one of you, because here we don't have that type of secret. We don't have anything, because we are one global family. And we came to Amsterdam. We united them in Amsterdam, and we are now marching forward as one impregnable, indivisible family, here to serve the will of Chukwu Abiama, because he only is God. We will continue to go and bring our news headlines and accompanying news summary. But before I do so, please, I must, as always, without fail, seek to provide you with our contact number here, should you wish to contact us, if you have anything to say, if you have any advice to offer, because Radio Biafra runs an interactive open platform. You can call us, you can tell us anything you want to tell us, you can offer your views, your opinion, because we also learn from you. We are here to impart knowledge, to exchange knowledge, so to speak, to exchange education, and to exchange wisdom. We are here to ensure that the irrepressible march towards our total restoration continues to gather momentum. We are not going to stop until Biafra comes. That is why all the time, all we talk about is Biafra, 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 Biafra. Nothing more, nothing less. It is our country. We love our country very much. There is nothing we cannot do to ensure that our country is restored in truth and honesty. All the workers of iniquity, all the workers of evil, we are asking them to leave our land. They must go away from there because of what they have done, because of their treachery, their duplicitousness, their conspiratorial tendencies. There is no way they can remain in the same land with us. They have committed unspeakable abomination. They have corrupted our land. They are the problem that we are facing, not Hausa, Fulani men, because to confront them is very easy. Those that are making our lives difficult are those who are within, those who are serving their masters, those who, because of one teaspoon of crude oil, have decided to sell their conscience to their oppressors. These are the people that killed 3.5 million of our people. They murdered our children. They slaughtered our mothers and our fathers, and we are still going to them, sacrificing and mortgaging the collective interests of the Biafran people. We can't allow that to continue. We can't allow it to continue. This is Radio Biafra. We continue to move forward, relentless in the knowledge that victory is ours as long as we maintain a straight course, as long as we do not deviate, as long as we ensure we eradicate all the traitors and saboteurs within us, because what happened in 67 to 70 will not and can never happen again. We cannot have people using the name of Biafra to try to confuse, using the name of Biafra to try to cloud people's sense of judgment, while at the same time working for APC, Hausa, Fulani people. This very day, if you go to Sun Newspaper Online, if you go to Sun News Online, the newspaper of Ojus Okalo, you will see that Hausa people have taken it over. Hackers have taken it over. They attack us over 1,000 times every day. I have instructed Chukwud, your former from Australia, our principal benefactor, to publish the list of the attacks that we receive every minute. You will see it. But today they have taken over Sun News Online. Go to Sun Newspaper of Ojus Okalo on the internet. You will see that they have taken it over. How's that, Fulani people? Ojus Okalo serves them. Why is it that sometimes when I tell you something, you don't listen? Eventually, that thing comes to pass. I told you that Ohanaeze Ndigbo is evil. Evil beyond evil. Most of you did not believe me. Yesterday, our dear sister and colleague made it very clear that this same man we are against, Jonathan attending Ojukwu's funeral. Very clear. Told you where they went for the meeting, what they said, what they did. Very, very apparent, very, very clear that these men, if you work with them, if they know you're serious about Biafra, they will organize for you to be killed off. They are evil men that you call your so-called leaders, evil men seeping with evil. People talk about unity. You cannot have unity when you have evil men presiding over your affairs. You cannot have progress when you have men already compromised, sworn servants of Hausa Fulani, sworn servants of Islam, and by extension Boko Haram, presiding over your lives. You are finished. That is why nothing progresses where you come from. And we are here to stop it. And we must do so. Chukwu Abiyama being on our side. They will leave our land or they will die there. They have to go. Every time they underestimate our resolve, they don't know how we are coming at them. We promise total disaster for anybody that will stand in our path. The warning is enough. We will not go on warning you anymore. We've made it very clear. Pack your bags with the money given to you by your Hausa boyfriends, by your Hausa masters. Pack your bags and go away from our land. Go on holiday, go on extended leave. You cannot stay there. Because it will not take the two of us. It will not take all of us. It will not take Igbo, Nigerians, and Biafrans. We cannot stay in the same space. You go to Sokoto. If you love them, they will give you asylum there. If you love Nigeria so much, go to Maiduguri, relocate and live there. They will drain your blood and drink it. We will not feel sorry for you. For all of you staying in the Mohammedan Emirates of the North, your days are numbered. When they kill you there, we will not cry for you. They are on the march, and nothing is going to stop them. Ojus Okalo, they are loyal servant. I am asking you to go to www.sunnewsonline.com and see what is there. Ojus Okalo's paper. They have taken it over, despite all his service to Hausa. You people don't listen. Anyway, you're the products of Lucifer. You don't listen. You people don't listen. Your stupidity is why you are where you are today. That Hausa Fulani men are raping your mothers, abducting your daughters, and killing your fathers. You don't listen. I told Ojus Okalo, anyhow you serve Hausa people, they can never love you. Never. Go and see what I have done to him. Madman. Stupid people who don't reason. I told you Ohanaeze is bad for you. The men in Ohanaeze Ndigbo, they are the representatives of Lucifer on this earth. They are the reason why all your children, all your brothers are abroad. Do you know that there are some mothers in Biafra land that their children are dead abroad, they don't even know? Do you know that some of them are running from the police in Malaysia, jumping through the windows and dying, and even the mothers do not know? Do you also understand that my childhood friend, okay, drowned on his way to Gabon, and the mother doesn't even know? Everybody's running away looking for greener pastures, trying to survive, trying to make ends meet. But the thing that sustains the very opulent and lavish lifestyles of your conquerors and your masters, the Hausa Fulani Islamic Boko Haram, comes from your land and your children all over the world. You're not ashamed. People talk about Ohaneze. Ohaneze and Igbo are evil. They will kill you. They will finish you. They have taken an oath of allegiance to Hausa Fulani Sokoto Caliphate. These men were in MPN. Go and check all of them. They did not start serving Hausa Fulani today. Hausa Fulani people, from the time of Opa Biasika, immediately after the war, East Central State, Gowon started to appoint Hausa people, took over. Hausa Islamic people took over. The appointment of every principal officer you have serving in Biafra land, every governor, every senator, every House of Reps member. If you do not have a Hausa Fulani godfather, you will not win election. That is the gospel. It is the truth, and it must be preached here. Unlike many other people, we have said it before that our mission here is to speak the truth. The whole truth and nothing but the truth. We do not hide anything at all. We make everything abundantly clear. Anything you do not understand or confused about, you call Radio Biafra. You call this very number +31 68 778 7825. This is our number here in Amsterdam, in the Netherlands. Later on this evening, we shall be coming to you live and direct from Belgium. But for now, we are in the Netherlands presenting this very live Good Morning Show all the way from here to the entirety of humanity, regardless of where you are in the world. That goes to show how formidable we are. We are not at the same location where we were yesterday. We are in a new place. But lo and behold, the whole of humanity is listening to us this very moment because we have something that other people do not have. There is no surface on this planet we cannot broadcast from. Not everybody can boast of that. Not everybody. We couldn't have been where we are today without the grace of the Almighty God. And we are eternally grateful for His mercy, for His kindness towards His children. We, Biafrans, in over 88 countries of the world and counting, we are indeed formidable. We have concluded our assignment here for the time being in Amsterdam, and they will not fail us because we are not going to fail them. We will not fail you. We will not let you down. We will not go forward to come backwards. We only march one way, forward ever and backward never. We must continue. Dr. Zokalo is in trouble today. His online newspaper is down. Hausa people hacked him, they attacked him. Maybe now he will learn his lessons. I told him so. All of you Hausa servants, your comeuppance is coming. Your day of reckoning is coming. Your day of judgment is coming. Your day of doom is coming. We will not forgive. We will not forget. Those of you that knew that your own kind was slaughtered, 3.5 million... You know that your daughters and your sons were killed by these people. Your children starved to death by these people. You continue to deal with them. You continue to sell the interest, the collective interest of Biafrans to these people. You are there and they are dividing you every day. Telling you that Efik shouldn't be in the same country as Ibibio. That Ibibio is far from Igbo. Telling you that Igbo don't have anything to do with Ishekiri, with Urobo, with Ijo. And you accepted it because you wanted money. Your days are numbered. You must go. We will usher in hell. We told you that before, and we are telling you that again. Anybody that thinks we are going to stop is deranged. You are insane. Because we are marching forward, and Biafra is coming. Without Biafra, we are all dead anyway. Everybody will die off. Everybody will perish. because we are not worth living without Biafra. Police still holding Boko Haram terrorist suspected bombers in Abia. They have bombs in their mosques. Our own churches are being blown apart. You have archbishops and bishops going about with armed escort. But they are the children of God. They claim they represent Christ on this earth, that nothing can happen to them. No weapon fashioned against them will prosper. Yet they are going about conducting sermon, reading song, giving out Holy Communion with armed police around them. Ridiculous. Making a mockery of faith. Making a mockery of faith. How sad can they get? Police still holding Boko Haram terrorist suspected bombers in Abia. We shall go into that later. And also, we are reminding you that our Skype will also be open, because I'm sure I didn't mention it. The Skype will be open, very, very important. So also will our Tango and also Viber. If you call us, you will get us. That this is Radio Biafra. We'll continue our presentation of our news headlines before we go into the summary. We are reporting this day, the 11th day of July 2014, that Nigeria Senate upholds report on 49.8 billion oil cash. Nigeria Senate upholds report on the amount of money they are mentioning is mind-boggling. Mind-boggling. $49.8 billion. That is why they want one Nigeria. Anybody telling you about one Nigeria, coming to any of our meetings, trying to be heard because of one Nigeria, you know that that very person is the product of criminality. The father and the mother, or both of them, are criminals. $49.8 billion. While we are in London sweeping the street, doing security guard work, driving minicabs, taking care of old people, it is called care work, doing all manner of rubbish, washing plates, doing kitchen porter jobs, doing dressing up rooms in hotels, and the Hausa Fulani people are helping themselves to $49.8 billion. And we are busy. When you import something, they seize it. When you go outside, you plead for visa. All of these things are unacceptable. Unacceptable. We shall go into it. National Conference deadlocked again over resource control. Scores killed as military Boko Haram terrorists battle rages in Borno. And they are saying that they are a superpower in Africa. Mad, deranged people. Nigeria did not defeat Biafra. That is a historical fact. Those that defeated Biafra are Christian Europe, Britain, supported by Russia, and the silence of the United States of America. That's what killed Biafra. Because black people, black monkeys in Africa, dared to challenge the supremacy of the white man. Who are you to say you want to be free when we have created a massive zoo for you? We are the British, we are white, and you are black. Anywhere we say you stay, you will stay. If we say you die, you die. If we say you live, you live. Because we are white, we are from Europe, and we are British. And we said no to that. They convinced America. America is a country founded on freedom. America got their independence from the same British. From the same British people, America got their independence from. Why America refused between 67 to 70 to support the independence of fellow Christians called Biafrans in Africa, I do not know. It's for them and their God and their conscience. But the same United States, the same Britain, supported the emergence of the Islamic enclave called Bosnia-Herzegovina from a predominantly Christian Serbia or Christian Yugoslavia. They supported Kosovo. They supported Albania. All Muslim enclaves. Why won't Christians support Christians? That is something I don't understand. Britain is not on record of having supported any Christian people to be free before in their life. Never. They support Muslims, Islam. Britain was instrumental through Lawrence of Arabia, their own son, in the liberation of the Saudi Arabia that you have today from the bondage of the Ottoman Empire. Fact. Britain went and supported Jordan to annihilate the children of God, Israel. That is also a fact. Britain was against the predominantly Christians of South Africa, led by Nelson Mandela, their quest to be free. Britain suppressed it. They are Christians, they gave us the Bible, but they are at the forefront of the persecution of Christians. One day Islam will visit them again. They've just had the 7-7 July, the 7-7 bombing anniversary. Is it the 9th or 10th anniversary? I don't know. Islam will come back for them. They will pray to God and God will not listen to them because of what they have done. That is why it is not too late. That is why they must turn back. That is why Britain should understand that Biafra represents freedom. We are not fighting anybody. We are not marauders. We are not killers. We are not those who believe in inequality. We believe in equity. We share the same cultural values, believe it or not. Apart from the fact that they're a monarchy. But yet they despise the children of God. Because we are directly descended from God. The same hatred they had towards Israel, the same hatred they had towards Ethiopia, is the same hatred they have towards us. Ethiopia was impoverished as a result of it, up to the point that they are begging for food. That is the lot you get once you are loved, once you are the product of the Almighty, those around you will despise you. Once you have glory, once you have the blessing of God, those around you out of envy and jealousy will despise you. That is why they are against Israel. That is why Israel is at war today and have our support completely and totally. We support Israel. That is why we will continue to support Ethiopia in all their quest to be able to survive and feed themselves properly. That is why Biafra will come. These three children of God, this triangular formation of the glory of God on earth, must be allowed to survive, because what these people are doing to us, which most of you do not understand, what they are doing to us, which you do not know, is to suffocate and kill us, that they may take over. As somebody told me, the children of Esau are planning to take over the world. Go and check it out very, very well. They will hunt us down, they will kill us. But they cannot exterminate or eradicate all of us. Some of us will still be standing. We acknowledge all they have done for mankind. We laud all the inventions, all the kindness from Caritas, the Reverend Fathers from Ireland, their kindness towards our people, we recognize that. To all of them, the ordinary citizens, the ordinary people in United Kingdom, with conscience, that came out to say that what was happening, what happened and what is still happening in Biafra land is bad. To ordinary Americans that we appeal to them because they have conscience. We say that you must prevail upon your government to expedite action that Biafra may be free. We want to be free the same way we were before Frederick Lugard decided to add or mix water and oil together. That is what we are asking for. And we ask you, please, wherever you are, to support this very endeavor. That is why Radio Biafra does news presentation the way that we do it. We shall continue to report this very day that the police people are still holding Boko Haram terrorist suspects, bombers in Abia. That Nigeria Senate upholds report on 49.8 billion of oil cash. National conference deadlocked again over resource control. That is why they are there. When they hear 49.8 billion, their brains start spinning. They are asking themselves, how can we get a part of that? How can we get all these billions? That is what they're doing at the confab. And many more people killed. We have lost count of how many people being killed every day as Boko Haram terrorists battle rages in Borno with the Zou army. And now the news in greater detail. Two persons said to be teachers at the New Horizon Academy
a school attached to the Aba Central Mosque in Abia State, and who were among the 15 persons arrested on Monday when soldiers raided some mosque in Aba, allegedly in search of bombs, are still under detention. This is even as the chief imam of the mosque, Al-Haji Idris Bashir, who was arrested alongside 15 others on Monday but later released, was reinvited to the Ungwa High School military base at 4 p.m. yesterday by soldiers. The two teachers still being detained by the army at the time of the filing of the report are Abdul Rahman Sani, the director of the school and chemistry teacher, and Abdul Majid Abubakar, the principal and English teacher. It will be recalled that the two imams and 13 other members of the Muslim community in Aba, the commercial hub of Abia State, were on Monday arrested by soldiers over alleged suspected bombs. While the 13 of the arrested 15 Muslim leaders have been released, the two teachers are still being detained at a military facility based on what the chief imam Al-Haji Bashir said was the discovery of chemicals used by students of the school for their practicals. Hausa people are doing practicals in chemistry. Hausa, Fulani people are now scientists.
Oh, dear Lord. Wonders shall never cease.
Hausa people are playing with chemicals in Aba. They are mixing the bombs with which to kill you with. Whilst we are outside preoccupied with our tiny buying and selling, whilst we are outside talking about a non-existent, very duplicitous unity, they are preparing to kill you. They are killing you every blessed day. And my question to those that say we cannot acquire arms to defend ourselves is this. How do you defend yourself against somebody with a bomb and AK-47? How do you do that? Is it by kneeling down and praying, or by doing what is right, which is to make sure that you are sufficiently armed to defend yourself? How are you supposed to do it? It is here, Dainaba as well. And one of these days, Chukwu Abiyama will run out of patience with us, and one of these bombs will go off. And people will issue statement, since you have bombed us now, don't try it again. If you try it again, we'll show you. The same rubbish being talked about every blessed day. The Senate President David Mark yesterday faulted the National Assembly for not carrying out its oversight duties diligently before former Governor of the Central Bank of Nigeria, Lamido Sanusi, raised the alarm. Sanusi accused the Nigerian National Petroleum Corporation of failing to remit $49.8 billion of oil revenue to the federal account. Mark spoke during the consideration of the report of the Senate Committee on Finance and that investigated the allegation. The report, which has generated controversy, was submitted by the chairman, Senate Committee on Finance, Senator Ahmed Makrafi, on May the 20th. Mark commended the committee for presenting a courageous report based on the facts that were presented to it. He said the committee was forthright by paying attention to details in the course of investigation. He lamented that the NNPC did not follow due process of disbursing unappropriated funds for subsidy payments. He vowed that no matter before the 7th Senate will be swept under the carpet. That he vowed that no matter before the Senate 7th Committee will be swept under the carpet. Mark said at the inception of the 7th Senate, I did say emphatically that there is no issue in this country that we cannot discuss as respected and distinguished senators of the Federal Republic of Nigeria. Are you listening? Are you pondering what we are pondering? That the $49.8 billion allegation, that the money accruing from the sale of oil from Biafra land did not make it to the Federation account. It is here for all to see. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. And David Mark, Jonathan thought he was with David Mark. Today they are speaking. They say it is based on facts, so we have to believe them. We should believe them because they have spoken. Astonishing. $49.8 billion and you're outside sweeping the street. $49.8 billion, you are trekking as we speak through Sahara Desert, coming to the Horn of Africa, trying to swim across every sea you can find to get to Europe, where that money is now resting. The zoo is beyond a human comprehension. The level of iniquity, the level of abomination, the criminality is mind-boggling. Mind-boggling. A people without shame. You don't know what honor is. You go in and you steal, you loot, you pillage. You empty the treasury. And you're a politician. You have come to serve your people. But by the time you leave, you have impoverished them. And then you come back and talk about, let us unite. For the third day running, the National Conference sitting in Abuja failed to find a solution to the continuous issue of resource control or derivation. The conference, on since March 17 and gradually winding down, had to once more adjourn abruptly as those for and against an increase of the derivation fund refused to reach a compromise, while the South, especially the oil-bearing South, South and Southeast, favor a hefty increase in the fund. The North remains opposed to it, with some Northern delegates even arguing for a reduction from the present 13%. They said even the 13% you get, you should come and reduce it. Your masters are talking. We are Hausa Fulani. We own the zoo. The British gave it to us as your master and your lord. The Christian British did not find you fellow Christians worthy to be given the mantle of leadership in the zoo. They gave it to us, and we are Muslims. That goes to show that your own version of Christianity is not the proper one. It is the British that helped in the undermining of Christianity, not anybody else. They are the ones that did not give power to Christians. They gave it to Muslims because I believe that they are Muslims, all of them. They are. We are reporting today that many people have been killed as the military and Boko Haram terrorists, as they battle each other in Borno. The defense headquarters said yesterday that scores of insurgents died when troops broke through an ambush in Delwa, Borno State. That's what they were saying, weren't they? It also confirmed that 3 soldiers were killed and 7 others injured in clashes with Boko Haram insurgents. The report of the fierce battle came on a day the army raised a 7-man general court-martial to try 18 soldiers. The general court-martial, constituted by Commander Army Headquarters Garrison Major General B.T. Ndiomu, is headed by Brigadier General G.C.C. Okonkwo. All these generals, they have not done anything. General this, General that, Major General, Brigadier, all rubbish. Which theaters have they gone to distinguish themselves? In any other country in the world, the issue of Boko Haram would have been dealt with by local police or internal army. As in the America, to be dealt with by the National Guard. But in this case, the full might of the Zeus army has been deployed to chase a ragtag army of cattle headers. Yet these people are taking over their barracks. They are lying to you, telling you that scores of terrorists were killed. Who told you so? They are liars. They steal oil money and they lie to you. Why people bother reading the news coming from the zoo, I do not know. Jonathan said this. Oh, they said that. Didn't you hear what they said? Did our dear sister Stella Odua, whom we love very much here on Radio Biafra, was she not told to announce that they are building an aircraft maintenance center in Ogbaru? What became of it? What became of Enugu Airport? Enugu is an international airport. Now we can all go to Enugu and fly. If you travel from Enugu, you first of all land in Kano before you proceed to tell you that Hausa people are your lord and your masters. Anybody believing in one Nigeria is an animal. Lower than animal and a slave to the Sokoto Caliphate forever and ever. The Islamic Caliphate based, controlled through the office of the Sultan of Sokoto, is your lord and your master. They determine when you live and when you die. Scores of terrorists killed. Major General this, Brigadier General that, General, Lieutenant General. What have you done to earn being promoted to a general? General C.C.O. Konkwo, the defense headquarters against cattle raiders. Which war have you ever fought before and won? You won the Biafran war because the British helped you. Not only that, the British gave you arms and ammunition, but said that Biafra should not have any. That is why you won. The Russian government supplied MiG aircraft to you with which to bomb us with when they refused to supply the same thing to us. That was why you won. Nigeria has never won any war on their own, have never won any major engagement in any theater of battle. Only the time Ironsi led them as part of the United Nations peacekeeping force in the Congo. The only man worthy to be called a general is Ake Ironsi, because he was a battlefield general, not general in an office. General this, general that. You're chasing a bunch of a rag. Oh, my dear Lord. General in the Nigerian army. General. Useless people. General. My foot. The Sun newspaper has been hacked. Sun News Online is down. Sun News Online is owned by Ojo Carlo. It is a newspaper. His masters and his lords have decided that they are going to take him down. They tried. The same people tried to bring down Radio Biafra to this very extent. They never succeeded. Today, the Sun newspaper is down. Completely down and ravaged by the forces of evil. Now, they have retrieved it back. And so should it be. Now they know, all Jews of Carlo, this very morning, they now know that Hausa Fulani people do not love him. Now he knows. We continue. This is Radio Biafra. Our lines are now open once again. Our lines are open. Our Skype lines are open. I believe that they are all working very well. Everything you need is here to be able to make a contribution this morning. This is Radio Biafra morning presentation. The time now is It is 8:46 a.m. in the morning. We are in Amsterdam in the Netherlands. I've been told that it is not Holland. It is the Netherlands. It is the whole place, because there is a part within the Netherlands called Holland. Holland is within Netherlands. So we accept that. Our lines are open. If you want to join us, if you have a contribution to make, our Skype line is also open. You can always call us. Our Skype line is simply Radio Biafra. If you call us, we should and must be able to take your call. If you want to call us on the phone, the number is +31 68 77 87 825. And also, as soon as the barrister is able to join us, we shall bring him to you. But for now, our lines are open, and this is Radio Biafra morning presentation. Wherever you are on this very planet Earth, we continue to welcome you. And as we do so, we mustn't fail to ask you to welcome other people as well. Let's go to the line immediately. We have a caller. We have a caller on Skype. This caller, can you hear me? If you can, give us your name and where you are, please. This is Radio Biafra Good Morning Show, all the way from Amsterdam. Go ahead.
Are you talking to me, Director?
I'm speaking to you, please, my dear brother. Go ahead, your name and where you're calling from. Yes, I'm talking to you.
Okay, my name is Chukwu Emeka Nneji.
Izukama na Neji.
Hello?
Izukama na Neji.
My name is... Hello?
I can hear you, my dear brother. Can you speak, please? I can hear you. Keep saying, you want to hear your voice again before you speak?
Okay, my name is Chukwu Emeka Nneji.
Go ahead.
I'm from Obala, Ezeama, in Biafra land.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Yeah, Director, I must tell you, I listen to Radio Biafra every day, and I'm not so happy. There are so many questions that have been raised, and we need answers to those questions.
Go ahead and ask them. Read those questions.
So, my Director, we need to know. We've had so many stories, so many talks. I think it's time we move into actions. This is not just me speaking, but the entire youth in my place, we need to know. What's the development on the Biafra Defense Fund? And when are we moving into camps for weapon trainings and all that? And when we are taking over this struggle?
Yes,
to the next level.
I know. A lot of us are at home. We have some people in the camps already. But the thing is that if we do not have sufficient firepower and arms to go around the way we intend to do it, then we cannot mount any successful operation. When we come out to be offensive, we don't stop. That was why we lost before. We got to Ore and we came back. Once we commence our offensive, we don't return until we achieve total victory. And we need to make sure that we have enough weapons to be able to do so. The defense fund is going very well, I have to tell you. That people are responding.
Okay.
Our people are responding. Okay. So we are doing everything possible. Those of you ready shouldn't despair. Very, very shortly, you will see what will happen. We are working very, very hard at it. We don't want to run out of bullets. We don't want to run out of guns. We don't want to run out of ammunition. What we are doing is the proper way to do it, is to go around the world, mobilize our people, tell them about it, they contribute their funding, and we use it to acquire everything we need to successfully mount an operation to rescue our land from the curse of iniquity. I understand your frustration. Please wait, we are coming. After my tour of Europe, I'll return to Enugu. We are coming, please. You should not despair. We are coming, and our people are responding. Judging from what we saw yesterday and the day before here in Amsterdam, I am confident that our people will raise the funds needed to secure the arms we need to defend our land.
Yeah, Director, I can understand. But before then, we need to start with the little we have. We need to start weapon trainings here and there, everywhere in the Biafra land. We need to do that. And the time, I think, is now.
Yes, we are going to do so. But mind you that once I return, we are going to do another screening. Because as we are fighting for the kingdom of heaven, so are other people fighting for the kingdom of darkness and that of Lucifer. You must understand that.
Yes.
You must understand that some Biafran people who cannot hold themselves, sometimes when they ask you to go and do certain things, you should say no. Politicians are raising groups, giving them the name Biafra in order to confuse us. Those of them who are afraid are now coming closer, trying to be part of what we are doing. Those of them who before we are supporting the zoo are now raising Biafran people because they are politicians, they have made money. We know what we are doing. We tell them to prepare and they are prepared. That is how we want to conduct this very battle. I don't fight like a coward. I tell you what I'm going to do before I do it, that the glory may be greater. We have a caller on the phone. Can you hear me?
Director, good morning.
Good morning, please, my dear brother. Your name and where you're calling us from this morning?
Yeah, I'm calling from Italy. My name is Ikechukwu Sylvester from Oru West.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Go ahead.
So, Director, for the because of this issue of contributing or not contributing, I know that some people will not like to contribute. Because we have oil in the east. What about if we should capture all those places that we have oil well, or oil where the refineries or something like that, where we can get some oil to give the Western world to support us? Because without this oil, I don't think these people can support us. You understand me? I don't know if you understand what I'm saying.
I do. I understand you. Yes, I do. Completely and totally.
Yeah. Because we're going to Russia now empty-handed to support us. They will not come. But when they hear that there is oil, that they will come. I believe that we will win this war. We fought before without gun for 3 years. With gun now, we won. We will hold Nigeria. We will hold the ransom.
Okay.
And this is the time. Because Boko Haram now is disturbing Nigeria.
Exactly.
We have also the right now to target Nigeria and to win them. We have the time, the right now to do what we want to do.
I have heard you, my dear brother, and I have also heard the previous caller. Your points have been taken on board. We are not discarding anything. All the options are on the table. We are going everywhere around the world, also and including Britain as well. We are appealing to the men and women of goodwill all over the world to tell them that we are an endangered species. They have killed 3.5 million of us before. We won't allow that to happen again. Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you. We also have a caller on Skype. Can you hear me?
Director, are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you. Please turn your system down, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
I am Mr. Success Nwokoro.
Nwokoro.
From Isoch in Abia State.
Isoch, thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Director, I'm very happy for what is happening.
Thank you.
So, Director, how can I join the army? That's what I'm asking.
Where are you calling us from? Where are you?
Okay, I'm calling from UAE.
From UAE, when the time comes, we shall announce it for you to come back home. We want to assemble every equipment we require, both for your training and for you to go and engage the enemy. For us to go and engage the enemy, because I will not stand at the back and order men into battle. No, not at all. We'll be there together. We want to assemble every material we require. Once we have done so, we shall begin to recall everybody who is interested in what we are doing to come and become part of the advance guard to free their country from the bondage of iniquity. As simple as that. Okay. So people should just wait. Let us get these things organized properly, and then you come back home.
In fact, your information, even somehow they are not even happy of what is happening in the zoo.
Nobody is.
How they are eating our money, how they are lavishing all things that Igbos have, Biafran have. So we are not happy at all. Not for me. I am coming next week. I'm no longer waiting to this time. I want to come for this.
If you come, you will know. Once you get home, you call. If you get into Biafra land, you call. We will direct you to where to go to. And everybody that have contributed one thing or the other, those of you that gave us buildings, those of you that gave us farmlands, we are very, very grateful to all of you. Our preparation is gathering pace. People do not know this. It is gathering pace and unstoppable. If your father is corrupt, your mother is corrupt, part of the people enslaving our people from within, please ask them to leave. If they stay in our land, they will die there. Simple as that.
Okay, I'm happy that you, Nigerians, those that in the zoo are now hearing about this Biafra, because when I called them, I heard that they are better. I have introduced some of them in this station. Now they are hearing about it, and some of them are not even happy. Some
nobody is.
To call me from Nigeria.
We are going to flood the place with our radio very soon. Flooding.
Yes,
everybody will hear it.
True.
And
true.
There will be a revolution. There will be. Thank you, my dear brother. Thank you. There will be a revolution. That's what we promise them. A revolution. That's our promise to them.
Yeah.
We have a caller on the phone. We have a caller on Skype. We have a caller on Skype, on Tango, on Viber. Dear Lord, please wait where you are. All of you, we shall come to you. But now, it is the caller on the phone. Your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
This is Samuto Greg from Malaysia.
Thank you very much. Go ahead. The world is listening.
I've been following the Biafra movement, or rather revolution, for a while now. And I've met with a couple of guys who are pro-Biafra. And I would like to ask a question.
Go ahead.
All right. Personally, I do support the Biafra movement, but a few stuff do bother my mind. Like, for example, we've seen what happened in South Sudan, like the violence, the war, as a result of the political instability there. So I want to know exactly, should we have a Biafra Republic tomorrow, what would be the consequence? I mean, would
we have lost him? We did not cut him off from here. I wanted to come back. He's, from the way he's sounding, he sounds a do to me. The result of the consequences of having Biafra, or the consequences of having Biafra, or even to the extent of saying, or trying to draw in the South Sudan analogy. At least in South Sudan, there's no Boko Haram killing people. People are bound to have disagreement and friction. It is life. In Israel, the Haganah and the Egon had the same thing. It is not new to anybody. It is better to fight a civil war amongst brothers than to allow an external vampire to come and suck everybody dry. That's what I have to say about that. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Good morning, Director.
Good morning, my dear brother. Your name and where you're calling us from this fine morning from Amsterdam.
Good morning, Director. My name is Namdi Olubo.
Thank you.
And I'm calling from Switzerland. I'm the CRO of Indigenous People of Biafra in Switzerland.
My dear brother, thank you very much. I am honored to be speaking to somebody from Switzerland. Switzerland is indeed formidable.
Thank you.
Very, very formidable. Please go ahead.
Director, I want to say thank you to you.
Turn your system down. We can hear it. Turn it down. I can hear myself. There is something that is on where you are. Turn
it's
it down.
It's completely down now.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
I want to say thank you to you for coming down to Switzerland here. You actually injected some vitamin into the indigenous people of Biafra. Mandikwerekwe, mandinekwegekwe. I also want to use this medium to thank and commend on the efforts of the principal officers of the indigenous people of Biafra in Switzerland, our national coordinator, Austin Abanyim. I want to commend him for all his efforts for making your trip a success in Switzerland, and our European representative, Chika Edoziem. He is a relentless Biafran. A Biafran to the bone marrow. And I also want to extend my commendation to all our regional coordinators, especially Martin and Mazio Kabwe in Geneva. They did a very good job to host you there, and our town hall meeting was very, very successful. And Director, I must apologize. I was there, but I left earlier before the end of the session or town hall meeting in Geneva. You know, but after that, I had some feedback from people. I spoke with some people in Geneva, and Director, I'm telling you, you've given us a momentum here. And I'm also calling on our principal officers and all the indigenous people of Biafra here in Switzerland. Let's grab on this momentum now and move on. This is our time. Let's not let it fade off. We have to use this vitamin that is being injected into us now and move on to do all we can do to achieve Biafra. Thank you very much, Director, and continue your good work. May God continue to bless you.
And you too, my dear brother. Thank you very, very much. We are humbled. We are honored to be in Switzerland. They didn't fail us. The caller on Skype, can you hear me? We have a caller on Skype, can you hear me? We have TG, okay. On Skype, no, you can't hear us. Let's go to our dear sister, I believe. Can you hear me? She's on hold. Can you hear me? My dear sister, can you hear me? Because I know it's you calling from Israel.
Yes, good morning, Director.
Morning.
This is Ebia Sowa from Israel.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
First of all, I want to make our announcement. We'll be having our general meeting today by 6 p.m., 23 David Carr, opposite 100 Haganah. So for more direction, you can Y coming. If you're in Tel Aviv, you can enter bus 104, Y coming, or you enter 204, stop at Edsel Street, then you call us. So the number to reach us if it's your first time of coming is 054-3285-326, 054-3285-326. And also, Director, I want to make a little contribution. On the headlines of yesterday, I think I saw where it's being said that hunters rescued how many women that were abducted by Boko Haram. This kind of nonsense is too much. I don't even know the journalist or whoever that writes this kind of news. Do you write news without facts? Because if it's not because we are in the zoo, if you are to write anything, we follow it up. You will show us your resources, your sources of getting the information, and it will be proven. How can you just come? The media will come and write any nonsense. Nobody questions what they write, and people just take it like that. If military men that say that they are with all their weapons and whatever and guns goes to the forest and are being killed by the same Boko Haram. How can ordinary hunters with wooden guns rescue how many women? The other time they said the women, 60 women were abducted by Boko Haram. The next day that they were released, they ran away. And the other day they were abducted again. So Boko Haram know their faces. If you are being abducted, there should be security. How do they know your houses? And they're now going from raiding the houses from one house to the... What kind of nonsense is this? Only in the zoo that we hear this kind of nonsense. There is no source. We are. They should know. This is not 1960 or whatever, where we are all blind. They say whatever thing. We take it. Now we question what we take. Enough of the deceiving. We are not hearing all these cock and bull stories. Just to me, who is the Boko Haram? They are still our politicians. Anybody who is the idiot writing all this news, publishing, or who is the media house publishing all this nonsense? They abducted, they re-abducted, and what nonsense? The children abducted could not run. It's old women, hunters with wooden gun, killing, rescuing women. Why soldiers with all their big ammunition and whatever cannot even rescue them? They are being killed. You know, director, this is politics. You see all this, what do they call it, say brigade, their general and whatever. You see their pot belly and all that. These people, they are not skilled. They don't have any military training. How can a military man have pot belly and big head? How can he even chase somebody? The military people should be at the war front. Now you go at the back, you send Biafrans, at times it's Biafran soldiers, you bring them at the war front. They are being slaughtered. You'll be thinking, because they are the one that has the information. They know where the Boko Haram is. They give the Boko Haram information. These people are coming. Then they will be ambushed and killed. Then tomorrow they will come and tell us that the military are working. Many have put their lives down for the zoo. What nonsense is this? We are tired of, anyway, it's only in the zoo, because in Biafra land we don't buy this. They are just wasting their time till we are ready to do what we want to do. We cannot take all this rubbish that they are doing now. How can a military man, it surprises me, with your big tummy, your big head, you cannot even chase a cockroach, and you call yourself a military man? You should be at the war from Brigadier General, Brigadier what? That a small boy can, in combat, can even slap or beat to... We are tired of this, Director. What we should be doing now is on how to move on. We are tired of this, their nonsense news. We are not even... Thank God of for Radio Biafra. They are enlightening us. They are giving us the information that we need. That's why we don't, this radio, people don't know, this broadcast we are hearing is very educative. It opens our eyes to see and know things that we don't even know before. This is not 1960 what to 1970 where we are being slaughtered and nonsense will be written on the, I'm sorry for all the soldiers, because I hear now that our Biafran soldiers and policemen and all that are being exported to the north. I'm bringing, they know what they're doing, Mr. Director. They are exchanging securities in case anything should happen tomorrow. Then we'll be killed. They will have their stand here to come and slaughter us. I don't know why some Biafrans, they don't open their eyes to see what is happening. Look at all the people that are being held. All these Boko Haram, 486 the other day, deceased that wants to go and bomb a church in Aba. Where are they? Before you know now, they will tell them to give them amnesty, give them money. They should go their way. What about our people? Where is Ben Onwuka till today? What about Mason members that stupid Owazurike? I thought he said he has abandoned freedom fighting to politics. How is he going back to freedom fighting again? What kind of jamboree is this? We are tired of all this nonsense. All these people, let them just hold on, because we will not take any act of corruption in our Biafran land. All these people will be slaughtered. Really, because these people are mesmerized. Many of us are blindfolded in Biafran land. We don't know what is happening. And these people are deceiving us, bringing us to our early grave. Look at these people that are being held. Now, Ben Owazurike, his co-politicians have released him. What Biafrans don't know, that this man is trading their lives. They don't know it. They're trading Biafran lives. They'll come call this Masob member. Now they're being held. They don't know where 26 are or how much of them. Where are they kept? How did they release you? You are the leader. You should.
They have killed them. They have shot them dead. They've killed them.
You shouldn't leave till the people that you're governing are in safe hands. It doesn't happen that way. How can people that you are leading to war, they kill them, then you come back? If when military or freedom fighting is freedom fighting, you don't leave a place. till all your people are safe. If you come back early, if you come back alive and other people are being held hostage, you are not a leader. You should kill yourself because you've disappointed your people. This is not how it goes. I'm sorry for Biafrans that are being deceived by Owazurike or whatever. That's why I always tell everybody, come and join what we are doing. Even the Thomases among us, let them still be safe. But I don't really get it. Only in the zoo. You hear in Israel now, you heard how many rockets are being thrown to us every day. Director, you know people outside our country are really scared for us. But you know, we move our daily activities. We are kind of safe because we know the country that we are in. But if it's in the zoo, hey, we are all gone now. Everywhere is already down. But you see how Israel is intercepting it. Benjamin Netanyahu said in one of his speech this week, he said that if Hamas lays down his weapons, there will be no war. But if Israel lays down his weapons, there will be no more Israel. If Biafrans lay down their weapons, there will be no more Biafrans on this surface of earth again. That's why we will be on guard against our enemies. Director, we will never put our guards down because these people, they are out to slaughter us. Look at, we have the oil, we have everything. Without oil, Director, we will survive. But it's real cheating. How can somebody from the northern state that don't even know how to spell Ibrahim will come to, will put a pipe from here to their place, drilling our oil. And you'll be telling us, you're giving us, it's like a master bean on the table, and you're giving us the crumbs of bread. Yes, you don't even want us to eat the crumbs of bread. When we want to open our mouth to put the little piece in our mouth, you still shut us up. What kind of nonsense is this? What you said is good. If they don't give us Biafra, Somalia will be a child's play to be compared with what is good. It's better all of us go down, and there will be no more zoo and whatever than for us to be eating from the master table. It doesn't happen that way. So I urge every Biafrans, wherever you are hearing this voice, it's better you wake up. This is the time. If you are here waiting for us to go and bring Biafra and give it to you, may you be cursed. May hell let loose on you. And may God lay fire and brimstone upon that your useless body or your useless soul. How can you hear this? Look at what is being done. If you see the way we are being maltreated here, if you see where we are running out away from the immigration, you will laugh and laugh till you fall inside a gutter. Even with men are running, we will remove our shoes and be jumping fences. We're in Biafra land. We have everything, the natural resources, the green vegetation, call it food. We are here eating canned food and dying of cancer. You will not even eat it with, if you hear siren outside, you off your light and be hiding under your bed. What kind of life is this? We are in zoo, we have everything. Director, enough is enough. Every Biafra, wherever you are, that's, I said, what am I saving money for? When you go back to Biafra land, the money will be, the whole resources you have will be bombed. It's better I put it in this struggle and give a future to my children. That's what we don't understand. Everybody will be like, all my money that I'm putting there. Are you sure you'll be alive to eat that money? Why don't you put it in this struggle? Then you will tell yourself, yes, I've made history. I've given my children a better future. What is life without it? What is life even when you are being hiding and whatever? You know that most of us have stayed 30 years, 20 years here, working with chemicals and whatever. Do you know that, Director? They will get sick. They will not go back home. They die here. They don't even see all their investments or whatever because they are scared to go back home. We really want to go back home. Let them stop giving us that nonsense, cock and bull news stories again. We don't want to hear it. What we just want to hear is all about our liberation, our emancipation from that zoological republic of animals. That is what we want. We just want to emancipate. Thank you, Mr. Director.
Thank you very much, my dear sister, Abia Sogwa. I don't know why she's not a presenter. She needs to be like our sister last night, Nkoli. Maybe two of them can start presenting a show. Can you combine them with our dear sister, Ngozi Mmadu, and ultimately Eberechukwu Anigboku? Then you have fire. Imagine assembling four of them somewhere to present a show. They will light up the whole world. Our women are formidable. I have always known that. You get Biafran women into the Biafran struggle, Biafra will come. You surround yourself with useless Igbo people, and then nothing happens. Simple as that. After a while, they said about that money. Oh, did you go to school? When I know law more than you do, you're a lawyer. I am not. I know law more than you do. That is why black people are poor. As nine janya more kakaraka. So you cannot tell about the level of my education. That shows how daft you are.
This is Radio Biafra. Hello? Your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Go ahead.
My name is Onyala. I'm calling from Ghana.
You're calling us from Ghana. Onyagalam from Ghana. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. I'm calling for the director.
Please go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah, yesterday, thanks for your program and thanks for our brothers at the Netherlands and Europe and all the members of Biafra, indigenous people of Biafra all over the world. Yesterday, I tried hard trying to reach, but not, I wasn't that lucky when one guy was trying to comment issues on Nigeria and Ghana. I felt disappointed because some people, he's talking like a Nigerian, they write news when they don't have the facts. He has not been to Ghana, and I know he has not been to Nigeria for like 4 or 5 years. When you talk of, when doctor called and talk about the medical system, it's quite pathetic. Like yesterday, my son was undergo operation here in Ghana, in Kotonu Hospital. You see, even when you go to private hospital here, that college is specialist. They refer you there. What they cannot do, they refer you to college. And when you get there, you take attention of a specialist. Do you know, if you ask how much will you take for the operation, they will not tell you why. They don't want you to run away because the price, the money they will call with the cost of the operation. But my sister went is undergoing some tests in Nigeria. He has to go to a private, has to move all the way from East. The daughter came back from here. I have to take my sister all the way from East to Lagos, to a specialist hospital where we have whites working. And that guy doesn't know that all the hospitals in Nigeria are on strike. My own cousin, the last strike, the wife was pregnant, registered in the FMC in Owerri. What happened? During the time for delivery, doctors were on strike. The child had to die. And that is would have been the first son the guy would have gotten. He managed to rescue the wife. Which is where we are, our neighbor here, we are staying. He's from Canada. He lives in Canada, and he has come back to Ghana. So many of them have left abroad, and they have come back to Ghana. And they're still free. No, nobody is. I say afraid of arresting you or afraid of kidnap. He brought his kids down from back from Canada to come and school in Ghana. Go to Ghana universities. You have so many Nigerians. How many Ghanaians are in Nigeria schooling? Now come, any agent here, any agent or this house agent is praying to meet a governor or a senator from Nigeria so that he can become rich. Well, let me tell you what happened yesterday. I went to meet a gardener and I asked him, I want to learn how to farm this carrot, garbage, farms. And I was trying to, after some time, he accepted me. Then I tried to use my iPad to take some photographs. You know what? The guy called me, said, Nigerian, I'm afraid of you.
You are
snapping tomorrow. I don't want a siren behind me. Why are you snapping? The guy, he said, I should delete it in his front. Now, when I brought my iPad, I told him I want to delete the picture. Do you know what he told me? He said, oh, don't worry. Don't worry about deleting it. What if you have sent it somewhere? What if you have saved it somewhere? What I have in my mind is what I have in my mind. The person talked to you, before you, my brother, I can train him from primary school to have to university level. The man talking to me that way. Now, one of them, when I came here first, when my family said, oh, yeah, the agent, the guy that I met here first, when I came the second day, he was asking me, didn't I hear in the news that people were pressing him, that the guy he rented house here are kidnappers. And they caught them in Nigeria, they pressed him. Interpol had to come to Ghana to trace him, that he's afraid. Let me call his father, I asked him for life. I just traveled into, we have 98.9% power supply. Yeah, in Ghana. Now, where we live, we have water. Water reticulated into your house. That more water has a meter in it. People just talk because they want to talk. The students, I left Ghana to Nigeria on a Sunday. Armed robbers walked into the yard and robbed the woman they met there. The family, they let them down. They didn't come with vehicle. They didn't come. They just walked in, stole everything, and walked out. Let that man come home. If he comes home now, okay, here in Ghana, everybody moves freely, no siren. If he goes back to Nigeria,
one Lebanese man, we stay in a brand new coastal bus with a pile of lots of military men behind, and lots of military men behind. And they move, but here everybody moves freely. You see, people should stop talking like Nigerians. What's your fault? They should go really. When Obasanjo promised us in 1976 or thereabouts, he said that in the 23rd years, Nigeria will be great. When at the same time, the chancellor of Germany was denying that I am not world power even. But we are already saying we are already great to this moment. You call yourself great. Oh, you saw what they did in the version of the economy. We jump up and that we are greater than South Africa. When we cannot make 4,000 megawatts of power. People just stay there and talk. That guy, if he believes Nigeria, let him come back. What are you not enslaving in his own, in another man's country? That's a fool. Let me tell you. And for us, that is on by axe at the back of our, from somewhere. It's oil. Who owns it? You talk of others, who owns others? It's one man from the law. Now they have been forcing children to leave. Who is wanting to buy it? So, like, who owns it? He said the Dajuma, they want to give it to Dajuma because they say it is oil block. I tell you facts. People are fools. Who, now that place, it's not a Yoruba man, was there. All through. The pretenders to that community, I'm telling you, never produce the manager. Idiots. You are a fucking fool. You come and talk what you do not know because you have another context, governors. You should have seen a blue bullet in your head. Idiots. People should not get people angry here. If you don't know information, if you don't have it, you stay in your home. You keep quiet.
I agree with you, my dear brother. I agree with you. You have flawed him, the fool. You have reduced his pathetic argument to nothing. Using facts, because you were listening from Ghana. We told them, before you say anything on Radio Biafra, get your facts right, because people are listening. I wish we had taken your call last night. Thank you, my dear brother. Thank you for calling. And God bless you. Continue the good work you're doing all the way in Ghana. The barrister is with me. Barrister Mamezi, can you hear me?
Yes,
there is something wrong with this very cable. Barrister, stay where you are. Do not disengage. Barrister, remain where you are. We are going to switch you over to another channel. Please do not disengage. Very, very important. Don't disengage. Barrister, can you hear me now?
Barrister, I can hear you.
Thank you very much. Please go ahead.
Good morning, Director. Good morning, everybody. Good morning to the viewers, wherever you are. It's very good morning today, Director. I didn't want to say too much, but I was listening to one of our sisters who called earlier before the last caller from Ghana. I said, why can't this, our sister, be brought into the broadcast so that we'll be hearing her voice every day?
Barrister, when I go to Israel, she will host the program in Israel. She will actually host Radio Biafra in Israel. She will host it.
Director,
when I
please,
go to Israel, she will host Radio Biafra in Israel.
This woman is like, she's quiet, listening for a very long time, and I decided to explode. I was almost breakdancing. I said to myself, what's the need calling? This woman represented everything. We are doing here with you, Brother Director. I've never seen a woman make sense more than this woman. She spoke exceedingly everything she said. I was just listening. I said, I wish that I can give this woman another hour to talk. All of a sudden, the line went off. Even the tune-in, I don't know how they are managing to get into this tune-in and distorting the speeches with some kind of silly music in this tune-in. I was shocked to see that there is people messing up in the tune-in. It is that Nigeria there. So it is easy to deceive anything in Nigeria. I've said this before, once that Nigeria is got rid of, therefore, I will carry on with what we are doing. Director, the program this morning is excellent. And I tell you, that lady made my day. Now, this is a confirmation of what was saying yesterday, that our brother in Netherlands deceiving and trying to defend what he does not know about. You are in Netherlands, but you know what is happening in Ghana. Days are gone when we say we are better than Ghanaians. For the past 20 years, they have overtaken us. The economy, remember, Ghana discovered oil. That I don't know if you are aware.
Of course, no. Yes, no. I know that.
Right. So I don't know.
No, barrister. Listen, what, listen. They discovered oil. Barrister, I was listening to a Ghanaian debate on radio. Do you know what they were saying? Barrister, they said they don't need the oil. That the oil will make them look like Nigeria. I'm telling you the truth. I couldn't believe it. They said the oil will make them lazy. That they don't want all this nonsense. Now everybody starts shouting oil to distort the economy. I'm telling you the truth. I said, wow, these are African people debating and discussing issues this way. I'm telling you, I couldn't believe it. And they held a seminar. Somebody came from, I don't know what, I think a white man came to deliver a seminar in Ghana and was telling them that if you don't manage the resource very well, you abandon every sector of the economy like the zoo and depend on oil. I think it's a Harvard scholar. The Ghanaian said, no, they don't want oil. I'm telling you the truth. Amazing. Go ahead.
Director, I want to put across, Ghanaians have Muslims and they have Hausas. Why is it that the Hausas are Muslims in Ghana are not causing mayhem, just like Boko Haram in Nigeria? What is the difference between those in that bloody country and those in Ghana?
I will tell you, barrister, because the British handed over to a Christian. That's all. They handed over. John Mahama, that is Mahama, the current Ghanaian president. Barrister is a Hausa man, but he's a Christian. They told him clearly, the Ghanaians can never vote a Muslim in. Are they mad? You think they're mad, as we are? No, they can't do that rubbish. Mahama, John Mahama, that is his name, is a Hausa Ghanaian, but he's a Christian. That's why they allowed him in. And now he's making a mess of the economy of the country. And they told him that now you have voted in a Hausa man. The Ghanaian economy is upside down. Why is that the case? Barrister, before, it will cost you 6p to call Ghana and almost 20p to call the zoo. Today, it will cost you 28p to call Ghana, or even 30. Because a Hausa man is in charge, albeit a Christian. Please continue.
Barrister, what a shame. What a big shame. The Hausas always destroy things. And anyway, I know the reason why the British people use them, because they are their fools. And the clever ones are put down so that you don't challenge them. We know all these calls, and that's why we cannot wait. That is why we cannot wait, Director. We've had it to the brim. You know those ones in Netherlands who were asking questions for the past 2 days running? Question, 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 question. Are they not those funded by Hausa Fulani Boko Haram? You keep asking, where are they? They are with you, they are asking questions. Where are those who are funded by Hausa Fulani Boko Haram during the Nigerian-Biafran War? Director, most of them are asking the question, unnecessary questions, while we are dying every day. Remember, you said you need a shipment of ammunition from Amsterdam. One of the guys, I think it's the guy who said his brother was running for a governorship. And when you ask him a question about, do you know who named the zoo? He didn't know. And then I said, so which means even the brother who wanted to go and run the zoo or governorship or senatorial, they don't know what they are doing. This is a brother from, I think the guy said this from Enugu. His brother is running for a post. When you asked him, did you know who created the zoo? He said he doesn't know. And that amazes me. Radio Biafra is a home of education. And of course, people have confessed. Majority, those who are fervently listening, they know that this is a home of education. What you don't know, come home to Radio Biafra, London. Our people are educating our people, and we are taking it gradually. But, Director, those who remain adamant are those who do not share the same blood with us. This we know, but we will not relent. I said it here many times that the majority who are following us are far more than those people are putting some stupid questions across. I've said it. This is not time for questioning. Keep questioning our people are dying. Who is questioning Boko Haram? Who is talking to them? Director, you've said it many times. When you preach peace, people look down upon you. But when you act like a madman, you'll be respected and given a platform. Good morning to all of you, Director. I'm standing by.
You will, Barrister, the very eminent barrister and attorney at law, Barrister Mamezu. We have people everywhere wishing to address Biafrans all over the world. Collectively, we are a family known as the indigenous people of Biafra, wherever we are formidable, exceptionally formidable, and the zoo will fall. The zoo will fall. So you remember us forever and ever. You say there came a group of people. Anything they said they were going to do, they did it. And you will ask your children to emulate us. We want to set a record that will be unsurpassable in the history of freedom fighting. To do things you will never dream can be done. And we are not many. You will see. The caller on Skype, please, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Good morning.
Good morning, my dear brother.
My director. My name is Ives Oshpokel, calling from Oslo, Norway.
Thank you very much.
My director, I have a question for you this morning.
Go ahead.
Yeah, please, why none of any of African country have resigned on the seat? Why haven't any of them have resigned? Just step down.
Because they are black. They are black people. What do you expect? Ndishoji, black people. That is the way we are. We are useless, my dear brother. Hopeless people. You are in power forever and ever. Doing what? Doing nothing. Look at Yoweri Museveni. That everybody had high hopes. When he overthrew the corrupt government of Milton Obote, today he's grooming his son to take over from him. Look at Robert Mugabe. They don't want to go. Everybody wants to stay in power forever. Even Jonathan, knowing fully well that when Lyndon B. Johnson took over from Kennedy, Lyndon B. Johnson finished serving as Kennedy's vice president. But as soon as you're sworn in, you are now the president of the country. He's today telling us he wants to run for the third term, or fourth term, or fifth term, or sixth term. Is black people, you know, poverty of the mind. Those of them closely related to apes. Please go ahead.
Hello, Director, I'm very happy because you are enlightening everybody. Like God is colony, France or Britain, you watch Gabon, Ali Bongo son, after their father is there. Many like Cameroon, I have a friend close to me, he's saying that Cameroon have been there 30 years.
Always there, they don't change.
I'm very surprised. Then secondly, is about 5 days ago, you know, you have been picking my call, but you haven't given me a chance to speak up 4 times now.
You're
so I'm very happy for you to give it to me now. Then 5 days ago, speak about, you talk about Owazlike, about the men, the arrest and leave Owazlike. So I'm calling that day, but I need to be able to pick my call because I want to ship this idea. Owazlike is colonizing with Nigerian government because some of the fathered by Hausa Fulanis that live on Western here. They normally read news, Vanguard, Sun, they normally read the news. So when the Owazlike took these men and they arrest the men, so people that hear, anytime we are outside try to lecture them. About for them to listen to Radio Biafra, even for 2 days. When they listen it 2 days, they must change. They must be changed. So when we are trying to lecture them, they will use that one. Look at our men. They arrest us. Just go there. They will kill you.
That is true.
So I'm trying to know that. See that since Owazlike have colonized with the zoo government. So if they take these 200 and something men, then our men here that father with the Asa Flamis, we're using it against we to poison our mind for us to push our goal forward, you know. So I'm very annoyed. Seeing when this Biafra come, we don't need the Owazlike, all these soldiers or Kalu because the name we are start hearing since 1960. that they are still now, and they have failed all the youth. You know, everybody now hoping that when you just travel, you will be make it. If you are any of your family member is not in oil, or is not a footballer, or is not in outside here doing whatever, you can't have a new building in your compound. You can't be feeding spearmen. So the youth are disappointed. Then thirdly, I want to use this opportunity to thank every of our member in Oslo here, every part of Norway. Thank our coordinator at the Lutachukwu Korea and my own coordinator for Oslo here, Ndo, that we have a meeting tomorrow as usual. So, my director, I'm happy. For God, Chukwu Abiamma will protect you for what you have been doing for us.
You say,
thank you so much.
Thank you. We have another caller on Skype. Can you hear me? The caller on Skype. I'm talking to you, please. Your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. Yes, I'm talking to you. Hello? The caller on Skype. Can you hear me?
Hello, Director. Good morning.
Good morning. Turn the system down, please, if you may. Your name and where you're calling us from this morning. As for us, we are in Amsterdam. Go ahead.
Okay, Director, can you hear me now very well?
Loud and clear. Please proceed.
Okay. Good morning. My name is Chibuok Olubuok. I'm calling from Dakar, Senegal. I come from Ankokwa in Imo State, Biafra land. I've been trying to get through, but the network and the people calling seems to be much. But thank God I got through this morning. Director, you see, there is what has been bothering me all this while. Although anyway, this is not time for questioning, like the barrister has said, but this must be bothering me because all this while, since this year, I just decided to stop at the Pentecostal church which I'm attending here. Before listening to the radio self, my mind has been off then. So I thank God I found it because I see you, I worship here in Radio Biafra as well. But this has been disturbing me all this while, which I want you to please clarify me on that, and I know you can help me. You see, the news you read yesterday concerning the Christians, you see, I want to know this reason. You see, when you go to when you go to Muslim, as when you take a look at their religion, you find out that their Quran is written in Arabic, both in Saudi Arabia, in Nigeria. Anywhere you find Muslim, you see that the Quran is in Arabic language, of which they mean that Boko Haram and the people in Saudi Arabia can communicate is through as in their Arabic language. Because those people over there cannot hear outside, neither can outside people hear their language over there, but through Arabic they will speak and they will interact like their fellow brother. So here in Senegal, I cannot communicate with any Christian freely because their own Bible here is in a French translation. And my Bible here is in English translation. Okay, when you go down there to Nigeria, to the zoo, you find out that the Bible there also in the East is Igbo translation. I begin to be worried about this thing. So my question now is this: when I searched through the Bible of the Igbo version, I found out that you will see where they write Odumu Nkebo Judea in that version of the Igbo Bible. And when you check the English Bible, you will see the lion of the tribe of Judea, while the Igbo version call it Odum, and Odum in English language is tiger. You see, the mistakes.
No, Odum is lion.
Odum is lion.
Odum Agho is tiger. Odum okay. Is lion. Agho is tiger. My dear brother, what you're saying is important to us. I want to repeat it live on air. We have lost transmission. We have lost transmission. Please, you must bear with us. We are trying to re-establish transmission, if it is possible. We are trying to reconnect back. We have been attacked as well. Hausa Fulani people are attacking us. And we must make sure we continue. And I'm sure that the barrister will say the same thing to me. We are trying to re-establish connectivity. We are trying to come back to our people. We lost transmission.
and we must get it back, and that is what we are working on. This is Radio Biafra. If you're joining us for the very first time, we have our brother who is on the phone. We have people waiting, people calling us from all over the place, people listening to us. We are seeking to reestablish contact, and we have done so. Our line has been restored. We are subject to attacks all the time. The same way they brought down Sun News, it comes and it goes. We must continue to try to see how we can reestablish and maintain this very contact. That is the problem that we have. They try to stop us. Please, my dear brother, remain where you are. Do not disengage. Do not go away. We must try to rectify this very problem. Remain where you are, please. Remain where you are. Welcome back, wonderful people of Biafra. We do apologize for that disruption. They attacked our systems once again. But we are back, as we told you. And we are proceeding. This is Radio Biafra AM, the good morning presentation coming all the way from Amsterdam, live and direct. We're indomitable. Indomitable. They cannot stop us, can they? They will try and they will fail. They will keep trying, and we guarantee them constant failure. You can't stop us. We are unstoppable. We go back to the line. Our brother was there. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, Director.
You are also very loyal and dedicated.
Thank you, Director.
Thank you. Please go ahead.
Yes, like as I was saying, Director, you said the lion in Igbo is ag, right?
No, lion in Igbo is odum.
Okay.
We
okay.
have a saying when we're growing up, Odum Nebu Ago. Odum Nebu Ago means lion that kills tiger, because after all, lions, they kill tiger. Go ahead.
Okay. You see, okay, Director, thank you very much. You see, the Muslim people, when they give birth to a child, they will send that child to Arabic school for that child to know how to read and write.
It's called madrasa. They go to madrasa with this Finnish Islamic school where they cram the Quran from back to front.
Thank you very much. So, but in the Christian kingdom, when I was a Christian, because now I'm a Biafran, both religion and my nationality, I'm a Biafran. You see, but when the Christian give birth to their own children, they go to the school of the Western education school. They never care to. So that they can be able to read and write. But in Israel, when Jesus was here on earth, Director, which language did Jesus speak, and in which language did Jesus write?
He spoke Hebrew. Okay, I was doing a research before. They said it was Aramaic. I don't believe in it. Aramaic is a derivation of Hebrew. It's just like saying that somebody spoke Wawa language or spoke, say, Unkole language. He spoke Hebrew.
Thank you very much. You see, Director, the Christian could have the Hebrew school, so that when any Christian grew up and want to read Bible truly, he will start going to Hebrew school to be able to read Bible as the Muslim are doing. Because this translation from French version of Bible, English, Igbo, all that, Director, the confusion is much. It's not the same meaning you find in this word, you can also find in this one also. The thing is very complicating. So I can't just get my head up, because there are some translation of Bible which we will go through, and what they are saying here is not the same thing which they are saying here. So Director, I want to thank you very much for what you are doing for our people, and you have clarified me that, because I thought that in that version of Bible that Odum in Igbo language was tiger in English, but you have clarified me now.
So that one
is aside. That thank you very much. You see, we here in Senegal, we are trying our best. That they have not granted us officially where we'll be holding our meeting does not mean that we are not their friends or we are left aside. No, we are still calling direct to our sister Brechukwu and the book and contribute whenever it calls for that. So they cannot do anything to us. They cannot fight And at that lodge, like you said, nobody can stop us. Nobody. And we know that all this is just for a while. We'll still be having our meeting and our gathering again as usual. So director, keep on what you are doing. Our Chukwuabiama is with you all the time, and nothing will happen to you because you are our own Joshua. So keep on keeping on. Thank you, director. I'll be listening. Thank you very much.
Thank you, my dear brother. Thank you for that. This is Radio Biafra Alanza. Open the barrister is with me. I shall go to the barrister as I did before. I will invite the barrister, please. The barrister is asking me to take it easy on Igbo people, and I shall do so. I love my people. Igbo people are good. After all, barrister himself is an Igbo man. So, and he's a good man. As I say it all the time, that the barrister is a good man. Odeni Igbo is a good man. We have good men all over the world, and very few of them stand out. That is why I mentioned the barrister and I mentioned Odeni Igbo. These are good men. Very, very good men. And we are good people in the men. Very good people. When we are angry, we cast aspersions and we become self-critical. It is so that we can wake up. That is why we do what we do. But one thing is very clear, that our march towards the restoration of Biafra is relentless. Everybody must be part of what we are doing. If you are a child of God, our brother was talking about translation. I said you need to go and watch a movie called Lost in Translation. It is called, translation is another word for Chinese whispers. When you tell somebody something, when it circulates, when people even translate it in their own understanding, it changes before it comes back to you. It changes before it gets back to you. That is why we must continue our work. And our lines are open, please. This is Radio Biafra. We lost connectivity for a short while. I know that some people will think that we have come to the end of our presentation this morning, but lo and behold, we have not. We are continuing. The number to call is +31 687 787 825. I repeat, +31 787 787 825. Barrister, say where you are. I will take this one and I shall come to you. The caller on the line, can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Good morning, director from Moscow.
Thank you very much. Go ahead, please. Good morning. Your name, and we know you're from Moscow. Then your name, please, if you may.
My name is Ralph Ndikum.
Thank you very much.
Moscow treasurer. And director, I want to use this opportunity to thank all our family members that are with you there in the hall. We are so much happy for what is happening in Holland and in Switzerland. Director, that shows that Chukwuabiama have not left us alone, because I can see that since after the 30th of May, wonderful things are happening around the world.
Thank you.
One good news from our side here in Russia, by God's grace, we have gotten our office here in Moscow.
That is wonderful. We have an office for Biafra in Moscow?
Yes.
Oh, God be praised. Chukwuabiama. Chukwuabiama is God. Chukwuabiama is God. We have an official residence in Russia.
So,
we must by God's grace, go ahead.
Very soon, yes, very soon our flag will be flying there. Also, after our rally on the 30th of May, many Biafrans that are hiding are coming out. But unfortunately, we are still having problems with our Ohanese people.
But I'm coming there. I'm coming to Russia.
Yes,
when I get there, you bring them out. Ohanese here in Amsterdam yesterday, they were pleading before we came live on air. They were pleading to be part of what we are doing. They understand we are unstoppable. I want people to assemble Ohanese before I get to Russia. Assemble them for goodness sake, that we may preach this gospel before their presence. Assemble them. Who is Ohanese? Ohanese Ndoshi. Who are they? I will be in Russia. Go ahead, please.
Another thing, director, I want to comment is on our able barrister, Imam Mezu. On his line, I have some observation that his line is not as it's supposed to be anytime he's online. Sometimes when the line is put
I have identified the problem coming from the barrister and it will be fixed for this evening's broadcast. Barrister needs, you know, he's a very special man, so he needs a special line. Sure. Barrister cannot come through to me through the same line that other people get through me via. He needs a special line, and I have made the arrangements he will have one this evening. So that problem will be solved this evening, and the barrister will be able to come to you live and clear and direct as usual. The thing is that when the barrister comes to me via my own personal line, when barrister gets to me via my own personal line, I don't know, the phone dropped on the floor a while ago, so it now has only one channel. So in my headphones, I can hear barrister on my right ear and not on the left one. So which means if you're listening with a single device that maybe draws the audio from the left channel, you will not be hearing anything. It will be very, very low. But if you're listening via any other means, on a tablet, on a laptop, or whatever, you'll be able to hear him very well. Please go ahead.
Another thing, Director, I want to comment is on the problem we Igbos have. Actually, many people are asking you to take it easy with Igbos. But Director, I don't follow the idea, because we have major trace syndrome in names that is disturbing the Igbo name, and these names are borrowed names that is followed to be answered by an Igbo. And the first one is this name, Aaron. Second is this name, Thomas. And the third is Judas. These three names, till now, Igbo people are still answering this name. And if you go to the Bible, these three names have a very negative significant in the Bible history. First of all, Aaron was a spokesman of Moses. Moses cannot speak very well, but God chose Aaron to be speaking on his behalf. Aaron was in Egypt. He saw all the miracles that happened through him by the command of Moses. But within few minutes or period of time that Moses left to go to the mountain to bring the Ten Commandments, Aaron lost patience. And before Moses came down, he already made a golden calf for Israelites to start worshipping idol. And you see in Igbo land today, idolatry is there. Many of our people, we lack patience. We want it now, without patience. And that's what made us even to make a lot of mistakes. Then second name, Thomas, is people they want to see before they believe. You see, all the questions that they're asking you is because of this spirit of Thomas in them. They want to see before they believe. And that's what made you even to the process, you reveal the things on air that is for not to reveal. Then lastly, is the most chronic, is the spirit of Judas. Some people may say, Igbos are not answering Judas. Go to our villages. You see the people answering, they're the Jude. What is the full meaning of Jude? They're the Jude. If you are A-S, Judas. So our people betray us.
Indicum, you're cracking me up this morning. Judas is short for Judas. Hey God, I like that. Please go ahead. I'm learning from you this morning. Please go ahead.
So if we add AS, it's Judas, and that's why we are betraying our people. How can an Igbo man go and take money from Hausa Nachinama to go and kill your brothers?
But Rika is doing it. Rika is doing that daily.
We saw what our sister, a journalist, said yesterday. That how Ohanaeze is bribing them, journalists, not to write the truth. It's the spirit of Judas that is in them. They want it more than everything. Before Judas betrayed Jesus, Jesus had already said that unto that person, cause is the man that will sell the Son of God. And then Judas still, he had it, and he still do it. And it's the same thing that is happening in Igbo land. Our people are being killed in thousands, in hundreds, in the north, in our land, in all parts of Nigeria. Our women are being raped. Plus 3.5 million of our people that we are killed during the war. And all this is this spirit, this chronic spirit of Judas in that is operating among us. So, to cut everything short, for us to move ahead, these three spirits, we must deal with them for Biafra to forge ahead.
The spirit of Aaron, the spirit of Thomas, and the spirit of Judas, which is anybody answering Jude. I like that. Go recap on the one of the spirit of Aaron. What do you make of it, please? I'm learning from you this morning. Go ahead.
Our spirit of Aaron is a spirit of impatience.
Okay.
Yeah, spirit of impatience. Because Aaron couldn't wait until Moses come down with the Ten Commandments.
He started worshiping idol.
I don't say.
Thank you very much, Ndikom. I have learned so much from you this morning. We are going to the line. After that, I go to the very eminent barrister, Anthony Atlo, barrister, my message, the caller on the phone. Please, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello, are you speaking to me, director?
I'm speaking to you. Yes, your name and where you are. The caller on Skype, stay where you are. The caller on the phone, continue your name and where you are, please.
Okay. Hello?
I can hear you, my dear brother. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Then turn your system down. Concentrate on us. Give us your name and where you are, please.
My name is Ifeanyi Mbeze.
And where are you calling from, Ifeanyi?
I'm calling from India.
From India. Please go ahead.
There is something I want to contribute. Thank you very much. I just want to say thank you very much for your help, director.
Thank you.
You have tried so much by bringing us together.
Thank you.
There is something our people don't understand.
Go ahead.
There is no way. Some people think that how can Igbo people love you? We can't love our brothers or something like that. If we don't love our brothers, we cannot come to their land and form a home. We build houses everywhere in Nigeria. We unite Nigeria. We bring Nigeria together, but they don't love us. After all, we have tried in order to bring them together. There is one thing I want to contribute to my brothers and my fellow dear fans. The way enemy can get us is by putting misunderstanding in between us. Somebody who tells you that your brother don't love you is against you. Because I don't see the reason you can believe that your brother don't love you, that your brother is against you. When your brother has not done anything wrong to you. But sometimes we should ask ourselves a question. How can we believe that our brother is our enemy when our brother has not done anything wrong to us? All these things they are doing is in order to put misunderstanding in us so that they can be able to capture us and use us the way they want. So we should join together and fight to get this Biafra. Because without this Biafra, we have no home. I'm in support of this Biafra. And I'm also congratulating all my fellow Biafrans because they have tried so much. But one thing I want to say is this. We should not listen to gossips. Let us focus on what we are pursuing. Let us focus on our dream. Let us focus on to get what belongs to us. I don't see anything wrong fighting for what belongs to us. Igbo don't love each other. Hausa said we are not together with Tarbas and Niger Delta. Yet they have not built any home in Kaba. They have not built any home in Niger Delta. Then what showed that they love them? But Igbos build anywhere they go to take that place of their home. We should be willing to wake up from sleep.
You have spoken very
we
well.
We are the ones fighting to bring Nigeria together. But our people don't understand. But since they said we should go, let us fight to be on our own. There is nothing wrong for somebody to keep maintain his own company. Give us a try and see what we can do. I believe there is something we can do. And that is the reason why they are fighting in any means in order to put it off, in order to stop us from achieving what we are destined to become. So one thing I'm contributing to our fellow Biafra is that we should not listen to gossips. And the worst part is that they will be using our people against our people. They will use you against your brother in order to gain ground. That is why our people's made a proverb that it will be against. And once they remove all that power, it's in order to get you. That is the reason why they put misunderstanding between egos, so that none of them will believe each other, none of them will love each other. Look at what is happening now in Nigeria. We have been suffering in the hands of Nigeria for years, and still our people still don't want to learn. Let us wake up from sleep and stop pestering this young man trying in order to make our dream come true by bringing us together. He left all he's doing, moving from state to state, moving from country to country. Who else can be able to do this job apart from him? The only thing we can do to help him is by supporting him, not bringing him down. And everybody everybody can be a leader, not a follower. Make yourself a leader, not a follower. If you think that Olandi is not doing well, you can start from somewhere. You can start being a leader from state, from where you are, from where you live. You can get a leader from there. Bring people together and teach them things that will help us. We are all about what that we work for, not to bring what our brand is down. I dislike some people questioning you, how sure are you that we are going to achieve this Biafra? Why don't they start from somewhere? Are you not a Biafran? Can't you make a move? Can't you be a leader? If you cannot be a leader, then you join people that are pushing the talk.
Thank you very much, my dear brother. You have spoken
eloquently. The only thing I'm telling our people is that gossip is the weapon. It's a very dangerous weapon. It's a very dangerous weapon. And there is no way Nigerian people will capture us without putting that gossip in us. And once we fall the gossip, we cannot achieve what we are planning to. We cannot achieve our dream. They will tell you that your brother hates you, your brother dislikes you. And again, your brother will come tomorrow or be there in your place, buy a land and build his house. How can your enemy come to your house, to your land and build his home? And make you his neighbor, his partner? We should think well and be wise, my people. And stop all this, listening to all these gossips. I hate gossips. Because they are the problem we are having. How can somebody tell you that your brother hates you? can somebody tell you that your brother don't like you? And yet, your brother built a house in your place. Reason this.
You're right, anyway. You are correct. You are correct, and we welcome you. Thank you very much, my dear brother, for your epistle this very morning.
Is to support Director Nandi, not to weak him. You're welcome.
Thank you very much, my dear brother. We don't mind. We grow from strength to strength every day. Before I came here, the whole world will bear us witness that they were weak. But after we have come, they are going to become even stronger and bonded together as one family. We hand over the people of the Netherlands in Amsterdam, to be precise, to become part of the global family of Biafrans, answering the indigenous people of Biafra. What people say is irrelevant to us. I have learned something today from our dear brother Ralph Ndikom, our PRO in Russia. Not just the good news of the office. I'm too excited to even talk about it. The same way I was excited about our office in the USA. He gave us three things here. Barista is a student of the Bible. He will clarify this for me. The spirit of Aaron, the spirit of Thomas, and the spirit of Jude. He's telling us today that Jude is short for Judas. The same way that Jew, J-E-W, is short for Judea. We answer Aaron. We have Aaron from my place. He's dead now. We have Thomas. We have Judas. We give these things to our name, and it becomes fortuitous because it becomes self-fulfilling. Amazing. Impatience, doubt, and betrayal. I add two more people to that list. They are called Yoruba and Hausa, born Igbo people. How you know a Yoruba father, the Igbo man, or boy, as the case may be, or those born on the streets of Lagos, is that they gossip a lot. How you want to know an Igbo man born by a Hausa Fulani person, if they're young people, they are touts. Most of them are a mass up. Not all of them. They are the ones that when Owazirike says to them, go and kidnap for me, they go run and kidnap. That person insulted me. Go and stone their house. They go and stone the house. They are the Hausa people. They only hear go. They don't hear come. They are Aburos in mass up. They are the ones fathered by Hausa Fulani. The ones that peddle gossip. You may find them in Bilie Human Rights Initiative between the ages of 18 to 38. They are fathered by Yoruba men. They specialize in gossip. That is how you know Yoruba people. Gossip. That was how Awolowo went to Calabar and told them, oh, Igbos are your problem. But on the way back, when Ojukwu released him, he said he was going to declare Oduduwa Republic. All is a lie. Yoruba are conspiratorial. Yorubas are gossipers. A lot of them in Bilie Human Rights Initiative are fathered by Yoruba men. The younger ones, the older ones are Judas. Because they are betrayers. They work with Okorocha to destroy what we are doing by answering the name Biafra. They are therefore our enemies. Anybody working with our enemy is our own enemy. We are uniting genuine Biafrans all over the world, those that believe in truth and honesty, those that can come out in the open and defend themselves, not those that send unfortunate children. I feel sorry for them, Obero Mwaka, small children in APC, small children wearing resource control hat at a very early age, walking, going about with walking stick, little children. And they're all Biafran youths, Biafran kids. As small as you are, your foray into Biafra is to go and seek out those in APC to make your patron. APC, Hausa Fulani Boko Haram Party. All of you, shame will befall you. There will be no mercy. There will be, I'm saying it now, people should write it down. There will be no mercy. No quarter will be given, no inch either. There will be no mercy. I want to see if the God that I serve is not Chukwuebiam anymore. There will be no mercy. You dine with our enemy. You are our enemy. Simple as that. I don't care what your name is. If you like, let your name be Fani Chibu. Rubbish. As long as your father is Yoruba or Hausa, you can never be part of us. You will support APC. These are men and little kids without honor. Without shame and no honor. There is no honor. No shame. Anything that goes about with a briefcase with small money in it, they run after the person. Little children without hope. Who, if not for Biafra, would have been in an armed robbery gang. Stealing. You think you can steal with Biafra? You are insane. You are finished. We want to show you what it means to be relentless and indomitable. You are learning a lesson in freedom fighting. That we don't retreat, we don't surrender. We shall crush each and every one of you, Hausa Fulani servants, in the name of Biafra. God will punish each and every one of you and your families forever and ever. You will be cursed until the ends of the earth for daring to bring Hausa Fulani into Biafra land. You will protect those politicians when we come for them. You will be there. I told you over 2 years ago, you join them and we kill you with them. Now you are about to know how formidable we are. In over 88 countries, you are in one tiny place, in one tiny village, eating palm kernel. All of you are dead. We have the very eminent barrister with us. The barrister will bring our program to a close. Barrister, please. But we have people waiting on the line. Barrister, and I have to go to Belgium. Go ahead, please.
Yes, Director, but I wish you have spoken to those people so that when I close the program, then you have a rest before you disappear. Because you are handling a lot of things, Director. Within a very short period of time, you move from place to another. But Chukwuebiamah will always protect you and lead you in and out. Because it's what has been put upon you. And it's not a burden. It's something that has been handed over to you as a mantle. I will see it through.
You see?
Director, I have to confirm what Ralph Ndikum says about the three names in Igbo land. And that three names in Igbo land is worldwide. What you find in A, you also find it in B. Yes, Aaron, because of what he did, everything, his robe was stripped of him. The guy went without anything. Because every consequence, every trouble will always have a payment. He took the people of Israel into adultery, worshipping this, worshipping that. God was not happy. Took everything away from Aaron, and Aaron disappeared. Nobody saw where Aaron was buried up to today. That was the punishment. Moses, go to the land that flows with milk and honey. God says to him, you see, because of your temperament, you're going to see the place I ask you to lead these guys. I ask you, strike a stone twice. You struck it three times. Do this. Everything I ask you to do, you did it out of anger. You're going nowhere. Pharaoh is somebody, no matter what you tell him, no matter how you put it, he will still doubt you. Even when he is staring in his face, this is A plus A is equal to A, B. He will say, no way, I don't accept it. Even the truth has been laid down on the floor. You have them in every tribe, you have them everywhere. As it is in Igbo land, so is in Calabar, so is in Akwa Ibom, so is in Aniocha, anywhere nation in Biafra land, we have them. If not, Biafra will have come far too long before what you're saying now. That's the reason why I said when you criticize your people, you take easy, because without the Igbos, we will not be here talking about Biafra today. And again, it's because of our population. We are the dominant figure in that land, and we're always leading the way. We're always showing the way. As a result, you find few of rotten apples, just like you find it anywhere, even here, in United Kingdom. When there was my first inquiry about the boy who died in April 1993, that is, I hope you remember, about the police being racist.
Of course. Now, yes, you mean Stephen Lawrence?
Absolutely. So, director, in any society, the judge says few of policemen in the society are racist. You will find the same in every square of life. So, as it is in Igbo land, so is also in the other side of the sea. We are all humans. Nobody can claim superiority over another. The only problem we have in Igbo land, because we are very many, as a result, you will find the bad ones also very many. But if not the good ones like you and I, UCHMFO, the whole editorial board, the people of Biafra will not be listening to us today. Like the brother who spoke before, he was lamenting on gossip. And I don't know, you hit it straight on the head. I won't know, Yoruba people went all the way to Calabar, Akpaibom, and told them that the Igbos hate them. And those ones accepted it without any iota of evidence. And the hatred is still going on today. How many of us Igbos are championing this? How many Calabars and how many Akpaibos with us? Only a trickle of them. Because that doubt is still there, director. This is the job we need to do. To bring our people, Akaniri Ocha, our hands are clean. We did not victimize our cousins. We did not do anything against them. Just a mere gossip that was latched onto. When you see an Igbo man, look at him in a way. What did an Igbo man do to you? The brother just said, we build houses everywhere. We are the ones uniting the bloody zoo. If we keep what belongs to us, no nation would have been greater than us. Look at after the war. We go to Lagos, we started building, we go to Abuja, we started building. Because we have the strength, we have the brain, we have the power, we have the skills. Director, I love Igbo where I came from. I respect them. Why should we respect those who are very good? The bad ones, we condemn them. But not all of them are bad. And of course, not all of them are good. The same you find in every society. But it is our job here on Radio Biafra to carry on uniting the Thomases who are still out there. We will not give up. I'm not a Polijonwa or Jonwa. You will not, because your child is bad, then you reject your child. You still have to do your best to bring him or her in. Otherwise, you have not succeeded. If it's not because somebody is bad, just kick them, hit them, send them away. Your job is not completed. Not a preaching. Until you show them the evidence, superior evidence that what they and where they are looking at, there's nothing there. You gossip and condemn somebody who did not do anything against you. It's our job to convince these our cousins that you are running for nothing. Fellow Biafrans, wherever you are, all of you are all ambassadors. Convince those your friends who are from the other side of the sea, that you have nothing against them. That is the work, the power of media, condemning the uncondemnable, trying to victimize those who are not victimizing them. The Biafrans, i.e. the Igbos, are busy doing their trading, struggling to make money. They are not going against anybody, killing. Imagine the Igbos are the ones killing. Even as Boko Haram has happened, like people are killing. To some people, it still doesn't matter. But take one Igbo man to go and shoot, that becomes a song. They want it and make a record of it. But Hausa Fulani and Boko Haram are killing. Yet to some people, it doesn't matter. You go and collect money from them. There are some people, their names are not good to be played about with. if it was us killing the Hausa people, and yes, this is the Igbos, that's the way they behave.
The British will start bombing us. The British will detonate an atomic bomb. If we are the ones doing the killing, the British government will send send nuclear bomb to kill all of us.
Our neighbors will be start shouting. You see what we tell you about the Igbos? Look at what they're doing. But how suffer the Boko Haram are killing? All of them are reticent. Nobody wants to talk. Anything Igbo, they latch on it. And some of our stupid people will play into their hands. I don't like shame. I don't like gossip. And those who are gossiping, please make sure you have your facts. A lot has been destroyed in our myths. Anybody that sees an Igbo man did this, Igbo man did that. Where is the evidence? Director, ask
them. Barrister, ask them, what did you do to Igbo man?
Exactly.
Igbo man did it. What have you yourself done to Igbo man? That's what you should be asking.
Yeah, exactly. Indeed. So, Director, it is our job to work non-stop to make sure that all this gossip brought about by the Yoruba House of Fulani media is completely deleted.
No, but you cannot, Barrister, because Yorubas also fathered some children. You have not heard that anything that a snake gives birth to will always be long. They are all...
You cut their head.
I make them shorter. I know, Barrister. Only you can come up with that. Thank you very much. We are very grateful to the very eminent Barrister Nathaniel Atlo, Barrister Mamuzu. Our time is running. And by the time I finish this show, there will be no more breakfast to eat, mind you. Because their breakfast here ends at 10 o'clock in the morning. But we must continue because we have work to do. Our country is waiting. So also do we have our brother waiting or sister on Skype. Your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Hello, Dennis, are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you. I am coming to you because you've been waiting for very long, and I like people with patience. Those not like Aaron that cannot wait. I like those with patience. Thank you very much. I have learned so much from Rafundikum this morning. Thank you, please, my dear brother. Your name and where you are, this is Radio Biafra.
Okay, Dennis, my name is Oke Ewim.
Okay, and where are you calling from?
I am calling from India, but I am from Umaka and Ninja Belgium, Imo State of Biafra.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Okay, Director, I really want to appreciate you for what you've been doing for your people, I mean the people of Biafra. And I say that Chukwu Adeoma must surely bless and guide you in everything you do.
You say?
And Director, I really want to use this opportunity to attract the attention of our people who are still adamant about the struggle of the restoration of Biafra, because it is highly insulting seeing somebody who calls himself a Biafra man who has not come to his senses that this is the right time for us to go back home. Because if you look at the things, the way things is happening, you find out that we are no longer permitted, we are no longer accepted in Nigeria. So what we should do is for us to go back to our land, because that is the only hope we have. So, but I find it very difficult, and it's just, I find it highly insulting. See people still talking about Nigeria at this juncture of our life, that we are not even considered for anything. We are not permitted in the Nigerian government and all the rest of it. So, it's highly insulting. But this morning, I just want to say something about our people who still reside in the northern part of Nigeria. I am very, 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 very sorry for them, because something terrible will happen to them soon. So, please, I am calling to any of our brothers and sisters who still reside in the northern part of Nigeria, because soon you may not come back home. That is the area I am going there. But I really want to use this opportunity to call the attention of the people of Biafra in the northern part of Delhi in India. Please, I hear people say that they don't get the information of our meetings here in the northern part of Delhi. Please, let them be aware that our meetings do hold on at Pastor Innocent Mark Church. So, who resides at the Northern Palace?
No, my dear brother, your line is shaky. Can you hear me?
To be able to locate us Are you hearing me, Director?
Repeat the venue of the meeting.
I can hear it properly, Director.
Yeah. Repeat the venue of the meeting. It went off a while ago. Go ahead.
Okay. The venue of the meeting is at GTB Naga, Narankari Colony, at Pastor Innocent Mark Church. And the number to call, in case you want to contact us, the number to call is plus 91-8588-930-290. Or you call...
again, repeat the number. Repeat the number.
Okay. The number is 8588-930-290. Or better still, you call our coordinator in this zone. His number is 987-356-0461. I repeat, 987-356-0416. Thank you, Director, and God bless you.
And God bless you too, and all the indigenous people of Biafra in India for the work that you're doing. Our dear brother Christian Wosu working very hard. And to all our coordinators all over the world, doing this very thankless job for your country, going out, preaching the gospel, mobilizing our people, assembling them together, uniting them under one banner. The indigenous people of Biafra, we salute all of you. We can no longer take any more calls this morning. We have come to the end of the show. We shall reconvene again, 7 p.m. Biafra Land Time, 7 p.m. also in London, but 8 p.m. in Belgium, I presume. Where this program will be coming to you from. The number we have used here in the Netherlands will no longer apply this evening. Please continue listening. And we also thank and remember what Chukwuka Edigbe is doing. He's unfortunate he has no laptop. He's never told us before until I realized that the man transcribing for us, writing for us, giving us what I will refer to as liquid commentary, Chukwuka Edigbe, for the work that he's doing. We are very proud of you. Very, very proud. Chukwuka Edigbe needs a laptop. Not just one, he needs two. He needs one, but we are going to buy him two. I will say to Biafrans all over the world, you have his contact, he's on Facebook, Chukwuka Edigbe. He's doing a wonderful work for us. By the time I get from here to Belgium, Chukwuka Edigbe should tell me that he has about four offers of laptops waiting for him, from which he'll pick only two. He needs to. We'll buy it for him. Chukwuka Edigbe is on Facebook, on Radio Biafra London, transcribing for us, putting our commentaries there. He needs two laptops. Before I get from here to Belgium to go on air, I want genuine Biafrans, those that understand the magnitude of what we are doing, to offer to send him a laptop as soon as possible. Only two of you will be chosen for this very honor. Chukwuka Edigbe is working for his country, working for us every blessed day, using a very tiny phone to be transcribing all of these things. That takes time. That takes time. Sometimes, like yesterday, he will go back and be rewriting and updating it after downloading and listening to the program. That is too tedious. He needs two laptops because there will be another person to go and help him out as well. This message must spread. Thank you very much for listening. This is Radio Biafra. My name is Nnamdi Chan. Once again, we are living here in Amsterdam, where we have found people, where we can confirm that indeed that they are Biafrans. We are heading to Belgium, where we expect the same result we had in Zurich, the same result we had in Geneva, and also what happened here in Amsterdam. May that continue in Belgium. I thank you very much, all the family here in Amsterdam and in wider Netherlands, and to our very formidable, formidable coordinator here in Amsterdam, Lubiso Suala. What Chikeke did here was marvelous. And to Chukwu Abiyama will every praise go to. Thank you once again, and join us again this evening. But before we go, we remind you, as always, as for myself and my household, those of them around us, that Biafra is our religion. On Radio Biafra is where we continue to worship every blessed day, because Chukwu Abiyama, Ekekere Eligwe Nowa, is our God. He will guide, sustain, keep, nurture, and protect each and every one of you. But more importantly, this same God will bless Biafra. I say good morning to you from Amsterdam in Netherlands, and I hope to say good evening to you from Belgium later on this evening. May God be with all of you, and goodbye from the Netherlands.